Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Mr. Pitts, update us on the latest news on the Orlando shooting.
Well, last Sunday in the early morning, a man named Omar Mateen opened fire on a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida. He shot and killed 49 people, wounded at least 53 others, and pledged allegiance to ISIS on his call to 911 that morning. I want to make it clear, we will not tolerate this type of terrorism on American soil. And I extend my deepest condolences and prayers to the families of those killed in the atrocity on Sunday and to those who were left behind in the shooting.
What's going on with mental health this week?
Well, this week, the full Energy and Commerce Committee marked up Congressman Tim Murphy's updated mental health bill, H.R. 2646, the Helping Families in Mental Health Crisis Act. The latest bill is a bipartisan product of lawmakers that have been working hard to gather feedback from relevant parties and multiple members of Congress. Nearly 10 million Americans suffer from severe mental illness, but millions go without treatment, and this bill will help remedy that problem by streamlining the patchwork of federal mental health programs that currently exist. The bill will also measure those programs' success so that all mental health programs can learn best practices. The Energy and Commerce Committee passed this bill out of committee unanimously on Wednesday, and the next step will be for the full House to consider it on the floor.
Has anything significantly changed with U.S. troop strategy in the Middle East?
Yes. More than a year ago, the Obama administration officially ended our U.S. combat operations in Afghanistan, but recently it has given its tacit approval to begin combat operations again. Originally, the White House planned to reduce our troops in Afghanistan steadily throughout 2016 and withdraw all of our soldiers by the end of the next year. However, this plan largely depended on how well the Afghan forces functioned on their own against the Taliban. Unfortunately, they have been unable to keep from ceding nearly 80 of Afghanistan's district to Taliban control. At the end of a three-month review by General John Nicholson of the situation, the U.S. administration gave its tacit approval to allow U.S. commanders in the region to conduct offensive airstrikes against the Taliban and let U.S. troops resume joint ground operations with Afghan forces. Please be assured, I will continue to keep a close eye on this situation.
Thanks for that update. Do you have a good news headliner for us?
I do. I would like to congratulate Alyssa Manley, a graduate of Warwick High School in Lititz, on making the most recent cut for the U.S. women's field hockey team. Alyssa has been training with the national team since January at Nooks Sports in Lancaster. The team roster for its upcoming championship in Europe was announced by Coach Craig Parnham several weeks ago. The next big announcement will come on July 1st when the coach will announce which players made the cut for the 2016 Olympics. Alyssa, we wish you all the best in your upcoming matches and in the selection process for competing at the Olympics.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.